Okay, Tezayin Amid Beis. Yeah, 32.
Second part of the Gemara.
Which one?
Second half.
Second Gemara, page 20. Yeah, Chagiga, page 32. Okay, would you, 16b, 3. Okay, we're really on 4, but we're going to have to start again from the end of 3. We're going to start the Gemara. Okay, Amar Rami Bar Chama, that's 4 lines before the lines start getting wide. Gemara says, the Gemara was discussing over here the basic argument that went on for generations. If you have smicha of an animal on Yom Tov, you know, can you use. What's the question? Either do you need smicha, do you not need smicha, but the question is you're not allowed to use animals on Shabbos. And by leaning, as the Gemara said, b'chol gufei, with your whole might, so basically you're using an animal on Yom Tov. So there's a whole argument, do you, don't you? The Nasi said one way, the Abbezim said something else. So Amar Rami Bar Chama, this is where we left off. Amar Rami Bar Chama, Shema mina smicha b'chol keicha be'inin. The Agamara, our Mishnah, proves that when you do smicha on an animal, you have to do it with your whole might. Why? The isal kadai dechle be'inin kol keicha, because if you say you don't need all your power, ma'ika of it, what's the whole issue? Do you need smicha? Can you do smicha? Can you not do smicha? Let him do smicha. Meaning, if you just put your hand on an animal, you're not really using the animal. When you put your full weight on an animal, you're using an animal, which is forbidden on Yom Tov. But just to put your hand on an animal, what's the problem? It's not called using an animal on Yom Tov. Yeah.
What halacha is using an animal?
Midrabanan. Like the Gemara said before, you see how careful a shvus is, that even though it's only a shvus, it's only rabbinic. Not to use an animal, nevertheless, you're not supposed to do it. Yeah? So the Gemara is explaining that this itself proves that you have to do smicha. When you do smicha on an animal, you have to do it with all your might. Because if not, so what's the whole problem with smicha? Just put your hands on the animal and finished. So the Gemara says, this is where we're really up to. Maisi, I'll ask you a question. Dabar al b'nei Yisrael, it says in the Torah, speak to the Eden, the Samach, that they should do smicha. So it says in the Gemara learns out from there, B'nai Yisrael Seimchin, the male Jews have to do smicha, then B'nai Yisrael Seimchis, the women don't do smicha. Okay? The fact that when the Torah speaks about the mitzvah of putting your hands on the animal by a carbon, the Torah says clearly B'nai Yisrael, shows only the men, not the women. Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi Shimon Eimrim, B'nai Yisrael Seimchis Rishus. If they want, they could. In other words, the first opinion seems to imply they shouldn't. The second opinion, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon says, if they want to, they could. They don't have to, but if they want to, they could.
Rabbis?
Huh?
Smicha is rabbis, right?
No, here smicha means putting your hand on the animal. You're right, smicha also means ordained. The what?
The other half of the Jewish.
They put their hands on the animals?
No.
Amen, Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yossi says a story. Sochli Abba Elazar, my father Elazar, or Abba Elazar, depends how you learn here. My father Elazar said, Pamacha sayulano egel shazivchi shlamim. One time we had a calf, there was a shlamim offering, Vavien lezes nashim. And we brought it into the women's courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, v'samchu al of nashim, and the women performed smicha on it. Not because women have to do smicha, just to make them feel good. You know, you do certain things to make them feel good. No, it says it, by the way, this din is a practical din. Not as much today as it used to be. Lamashul, you can't blow shofar for no reason on Yom Tov. On Rosh Hashanah, you can't just blow shofar. If you're a Yaitzi, you can't just go blow Shafer. And women are not obligated in the mitzvah of Shafer, because it's a mitzvah connected to time. Yet, Allah says that a man who heard already Shafer could blow for a woman. Why? He said, to make him feel good. So, the prayer over here, there's the consensus of the mission is, of the Brais is, they don't have to, but if they want to, they could. So the Gemara asks,
Could we say that because of this we can also derive that maybe it's permissible to greet a woman by a handshake?
No.
Not for this? Because there's some rabbis who hold leniency to them. I mean,
you can't do a sin.
Huh?
You can't transgress a sin. The right. question is, you can allow them to do a positive mitzvah that they don't have to do to make them feel good. You can't say, okay, a lady eat chazer to make you feel good.
No, that for sure. But the reason I bring it up, though, and I realize, is that I think that some observant rabbis wouldn't hold it as a sin. They would hold it as a leniency that's allowed to do.
It's a big question, Allah. Anyway, let's not get into that. So the Gemara asks a very. The Gemara's question is, if you're going to say, smicha needs your whole might, like you just got through saying, mishum nachas ruch denoshim, for women to feel good, avdin and aveda bekotchim, are you allowed to work and do aveda with a consecrated animal? Meaning as follows. You're not allowed to work, the Torah says clearly, you're not allowed to work with an animal of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, putting your hands on an animal is not called working. But when you put your weight on the animal, that is called working with the animal. The animal is doing work, it's holding up your weight, which is forbidden. And it's a negative commandment. So the Gemara says, if you're going to say you have to do smicha with all your might, that means you're working with the animal of Hegdish. How can you allow a woman to do smicha just to make him feel good? You're transgressing a negative commandment. Like I said before, you can't say, okay, women feel good, eat chazer. I mean, you can't do that. So rather from here we see that smicha doesn't need all your might. So Gemara says, no. Le'ela mei malach b'inin b'chol keich. Really, I'll tell you, smicha really needs your whole might. Aye, what's the story with the women? The Amalu, you're right. We don't tell the woman to lean on the animal. To make him feel good, we tell him, akfu yadaychu. Put your hand lightly on the animal. They'll think they're doing smicha, when they're really not doing smicha. And to make him feel good, that... So the Gemara says, ihochi, if that's the case... Okay, why do you say mipnei smicha benoshim? Because why does the Abba Elazar have to explain that that not because there's smicha by women? Typically, why doesn't he just say deina smicha klal? Rabbi Elazar says, really, there's no smicha by women. We make them feel good. There's not even smicha. Well, he should say, you know why you let the women do it? Because it's not smicha, not because you want to make them feel good. So Amr Ravami, Ravami answers the question. You're right, both are correct. Chada va'ed kamar. One thing and another thing. Meaning, chada, the truth is, what, first of all, the lasil, the smicha klal, that's not considered smicha. It's not even considered smicha. Va'ed, and the second reason, why did they let him do it? K'rei lachas nachas ruch l'noshim, that they should feel good about it. So Amr Rav Papa says, from here you learn tzedadim asurim that you can't do smicha on the side of the animal. It has to be dafka on the head, not on the side of the head. Why? The is al kadaitach tzedadim utadim, because if you want to say the sides of the animal are also good for smicha, lismech litzedadim, why don't you do smicha on the side of the head of the animal and it won't be a problem. So he says, El Alav Shmamina teaches us that even tzedadim, even the sides of the animal, you can't use on Yom Tov. Meaning the Gemara thought as follows. Maybe when the Torah says you can't use an animal, it only means the top of the animal. Maybe the sides of the animal you could. And then you wouldn't have a problem because tell the women to put their hands on the side of the animal. So the answer is from here you see that you can't even use the side of an animal on Yom Tov. Not only can you not use the top of an animal, you can't even use the side of the animal. And then the Gemara just continues. On the next page, Rav Ashi Amar Rav Ashi says, Afilu temetz dodim utadim. Maybe you could use the side of an animal on Yom Tov. But the difference is, kobahad gabo, whatever is on the level of the head and to the back, it's called a kantap. In other words, maybe you could use mamish the size of the animal. But anything which is equal to the back of the animal, because the head and the back are all on the same level, that would be called using the animal anyway. Because that's not the side, that's on top.
The behind could be considered to be the top, the head?
Yep. Well, the behind...
If it's the same
it's, already, it's not.
So because the head is above the back, so therefore... Because
by an animal, it's not really.
What?
By an animal, it's not.
Right.
By an animal, the head base is a drop higher, but basically it's the same level.
Okay.
Okay, now starts a new Mishnah. This Mishnah really, the Mefarshim explained, is really in Masechtas Beya, and it really doesn't belong here, but the Gemara brought it down because of the various different things that we were talking about before with Karbanis. Okay, the Gemara says like this. Let me just discuss an introduction to the Mishnah before we get into the actual Mishnah. Yom Tif, you're allowed to do work for food. Things that are not for food, you're not allowed to do on Yom Tif. Okay? Now the question is like this. You have karbanos that you eat, and there are karbanos that only God eats, like a karban eila. A karban eila is completely burnt on the mizbeach. Now, the regular daily karbanos that the Torah tells you must bring, there's no question you have to bring them. Because the Torah says, you bring additional karbanos even. Now the question is, karbanos that you don't have to bring, are you allowed to bring them on Yom Tov? For instance, a guy decides to donate a korban to the Beis HaMikdash. Can you bring it on Yom Tov? What's the problem? If it's a korban oila, where you don't eat anything out of it, and it's not a mitzvah that you have to bring it that day, so the Gemara is going to discuss, are you allowed to bring such a korban on Yom Tov? Shlamim, you could bring. Why? Because the korban shlamim, you're going to get part of it. So for you, it's food. And if it's food for you, then you're allowed to bring it on Yom Tov.
But he has to eat it that way, that day.
Yeah, he would have to eat it that day, that's correct. Late soccer game today.
Yeah, I know. Basketball. I have to watch.
Today's basketball?
No, I had to watch basketball.
Oh.
I
had to watch
basketball.
It's recorded. Mitzvah Shabagufa, you can't record. Now, so the shaila is, can you bring such karbanis and Yom Tov? Now, shlamim is anyway eaten for a day and a night. Whatever. So, you know, basically would have to eat it, but you're right, you can't. But lamashul, if a guy wants to eat meat on Yom Tov, you're allowed to shecht an animal on Yom Tov, even though the animal may have 300 pounds, let's say 100 pounds of meat, you know, after all bones and everything, and you can only eat 1 ounce. Doesn't matter, because in order to eat the ounce, you have to shecht the carbon. So even though you're not eating all of it, as long as you're eating part of it, it's okay. But that only applies by a carbon shlamim. That doesn't apply by a carbon eila. So this is going to be the machlekes between Beisham and Beis Hillel. You'll have to bring that carbon on Yom Tov.
The fire for the korban, you light it the night before?
There was a constant fire on the Mizbeach. Eish tamid tukad on the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach's fire was burning 24-7. Yom Tov, you can add to a fire. You're allowed to add to a fire on Yom Tov. In the Beis HaMikdash, they obviously had to add to the fire even on Shabbos if the fire was going to go out. But obviously, you know, the Torah says, not only do we have the regular daily korbanos on Shabbos, we have even Musaf, we have an additional korban. And it entails slaughtering it, which is forbidden on Shabbos. All the malachas that deal with korbanos, but the Torah says you have to bring it. The only question is, if somebody donates a korban, do you bring it on Yom Tov or on Shabbos? Shabbos for sure not. Shabbos mamash, the desecration of Shabbos. So the Gemara says as follows: Bishami Emrim, Bishami says, Mevi'in Shlomim, you're allowed to bring the korban chagiga, which is a shlomim on Yom Tov, but ain't semchem aleihem, you don't do smicha. Okay, now. There's two reasons for this, and we'll discuss it in a second. Avolay Eilis, you can't bring a carbon Eila either. You can't bring a carbon Eila, Beishami says. Why? Because, right, huh? Shlamim you could bring, because you're going to eat it. But the Karban Eila, where you're not going to eat it, you can't bring it at all on Yom Tov. Beiselo Leimrim, Beiselo says no. Mevi'in Shlamim Ve'Eilais, you bring Shlamim and Eilis, the same Chanalein, and you do Smich with them on Yom Tov. Okay. Now, there's two issues over here in Beis Shammai that the Gemara discussed a page ago. And that was as follows. There's two concepts over here, the argument between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Even by Shlomim, let's say, Beis Shammai says, you bring it but you don't do smicha. And Beis Hillel says, you bring it and you do smicha. Now, what does this mean? The Gemara explained before that according to Beis Shammai, there's two ways of learning. One way of learning is, the Beis Shammai says, you don't need to do smicha. You don't need to do smicha on these types of korbanos. Or another opinion says, Beis Shammai says, you don't have to do smicha right before the sacrificing. You could do it a day earlier. So Beis Shammai says, what you could do out of Yom Tov, you're not allowed to do on Yom Tov. You can't do on Yom Tov what you're able to do out of Yom Tov. So Beis Shammai says, listen, Shlomim, you're going to eat it, you could bring it on Yom Tov. But you can't do smicha. Why? One of two reasons. Either because you don't need to do smicha, and if you don't need to do smicha, you're not allowed to do smicha on Yom Tov, because you are using the animal. Or, Beis Shammai says, what do you mean smicha? Smicha you could have done Friday. I mean, Erev Yom Tov. So why do you need to do it on Yom Tov? Or do it on Erev Yom Tov, you don't have to do it on Yom Tov. Beis Hillel says no. Not only can you bring shlomim, the Gemara is going to explain why. Not only can you bring shlomim, you can even bring a carbon to Eila. But plus Beis Hillel holds, smicha must be done right before the carbon is brought. So if you're allowed to bring a carbon, you have no choice, you have to do smicha. It's part of the process. Okay. Now, then the Mishnah can...
Could I ask what the halacha is?
It's not relevant today anyway. We don't have kabbalah.
I know. It's
Misham Bishol, the halacha is like Bishol. Okay.
When Mashiach comes, he's passing like the Shammai.
Yeah.
Huh?
When Mashiach comes, he's passing everything like the Shammai?
Most things.
Well, Rabbi, the korban that you burn, that you make for yourself, you can cook it in Beis HaMikdash? By the fire of Beis HaMikdash?
No. You took it home.
Oh, you take it home.
What do you think, it was a restaurant there? So they take it to wherever they're staying by. We're going to see in the Gemara, it's an interesting thing. When you brought Karbanis, we'll see later, the whole Gemara is very interesting. Gemara, all Karbanis, some Karbanis, sometimes you have to bring a Karban, you have to sleep overnight in Yerushalayim. We'll see. Because it says, Fenisa babeker v'alachta le'alacha. You get up in the morning, you go home. Which means you have to stay overnight. That's why the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says one of the miracles was Le'omar Adam Lechavere Tzarli Amokim Sha'olim B'Yerushalayim. There was never crowded the place they slept in Yerushalayim. It doesn't only mean Yom Tov time. It could mean any time. You know, a lot of Jews being a Kabbanis.
I thought 24/7 is the temple.
No, at night they were not allowed to be in Kabbanis at night. The Torah says B'Yom Zivchavchem Yeochel, you're not allowed to bring korbanos by night. The only thing is, by night the mizbech was also working, burning the leftover fats and the animals that they didn't have a chance to burn on the mizbech during the day, they burnt it at night.
And that's where we get miter from.
Yeah. That. Yeah.
They also didn't want to drink and drive. They drink shefar.
Yeah, but they didn't. The shayla is, are you allowed to drive a horse when you're drunk?
No horse.
I get a ticket.
Okay. So now the Gemara says a different case. Atzeres, Shecholi is Be'erev Shabbos.
Didn't it take them sometimes It's many hours to consume all the kabbalas they brought. It took them till late at night, probably also.
Huh?
Certain kabbalas they had to eat only until chatzis or only
yeah,
until
yeah.
the morning.
Yeah, yeah. Yom v'layla at chatzis. But why couldn't they eat it on the way home? I mean,
they didn't have to do the whole thing, did they?
Yeah.
Mamash the whole thing.
If you have nicer, it's nicer. You have to burn it.
It's a burn, so you burn it.
Yeah, but you're not allowed to leave it over until morning. Until the past the allotted time.
Well, I'm saying, though, but you can burn it beforehand, is that what you're saying? Or you had to dafka eat the whole thing?
Eat it.
But you had to eat the whole thing?
You're not allowed to burn kachim for no reason.
Huh?
You're not allowed to burn kachim for no reason.
I'm saying if you eat to satiate, you know, you're full.
So you give it to somebody else who's allowed to eat it.
I see. So if you don't burn unless you have
it
to.
It says, you could eat a b'chol, d'chol, m'chol, ir, l'chol, adam. You can eat it in your shayim and to any person. Right. That's Pesach. Okay, now, there's more, another introduction to the second part of the Mishnah. Pesach is 7 days, Sukkot is 8 days, Shavuos is 1 day. Now, you had a lot of Jews coming to bring korbanos. Like we learned, all male had to come up and bring korbanos and Yom Tov. Now, Pesach, he had 7 days to do it. Sukkot, he had 8 days to do it. How do you, in the world, are you going to get all these Jews done?
Male Jews, too. Millions of
them. Yeah. How are you going to get all the Jews done in 1 day?
1 day?
Shavuos is 1 day.
Shavuos, yeah.
So Pesach you have 7 days. Sukkot, I said. Okay. I said Shavuos. I said Shavuos. You have 1 day. How in the world are you going to get everybody done?
All the men supposed to come there on one day.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
So yeah, but they come with korbanos.
Yeah.
So how can you bring so many korbanos in 1 day?
So
they had what's called Shavuos Simeat Tishlumim. Yeah, but here the Gemara is going to call what's called Yom Tveyach. We'll see. So now, Atzer, Shochol Yis Be'er Shabbos, if Shavuos falls out on Friday, so now you're also limited in what you could do. So Bishami, and Bishami says, Yom Tveyach, the day for shechting the korban is Sunday. Okay? Now, you can't desecrate Shabbos. So if you didn't finish on Friday, what do you do? You can't do it on Shabbos because it doesn't desecrate Shabbos. So what do? We give him the next day, Sunday. Well, Beis Hillel Leiman, Beis Hillel says, Ein lo yem tvoch achar Shabbos. There's no day of slaughter in such instances. Why? Now, what was the problem with Beis Shammai? Beis Shammai just got through saying, you're not allowed to bring Korban Eilus and Yom Tov. But every Jew had to bring a carbon eila. There was a carbon re'iya and a carbon chagiga. Re'iya was an eila, and chagiga was a shlamim. Okay, now let's get this picture straight over. We've got a big problem coming up according to Bishamay. Bishamay just got through saying, shlamim you could bring on Yom Tov, eila you can't. Okay, now the Jews come up to the Beis Hamikdash for every Yom Tov with carbon Eila and carbon Chagiga. Okay? There was Eila Sriya, Le'yirah Panei Reikam, and then there was the Samachta B'Chagecha, you had to bring a carbon Chagiga, like we learned from many pages in the Gemara. So now the problem is as follows. According to Beis Shammai, when in the world are you supposed to bring this carbon Eila? Beis Shammai just got to saying you can't do it on Yom Tov.
Even though it's commanded that we're supposed to.
Right. But that's what Beis Shammai said, Eila, you're not allowed to bring on Yom Tov. So Pesach and Sukkot is not a problem because you got 7 days of Yom Tov to do it. Right? Shavuos is only 1 day finito. So the question is, Yom Tov falls on Friday. When in the world are you supposed to bring that carbon? So Beis Shammai says, listen, you can't do it Friday, the carbon Eila. You can't do it obviously on Shabbos. So we give you Sunday to do it. It was called the slaughter day for all the carbon Eilas. The Shlomim, Beis Shammai says, bring Friday. But the Korban Eila, you can't. Beis Hillel said, what are you talking about? What do you need slaughter day for? Bring him on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, you get everything done. Later, the Gemara is going to say, if you didn't, you could have 7 days. But now we're just talking about the day itself of Yom Tov. So at let's start again. At Tzedek Shachol is Berav Shabbos. If Shuas falls out on Friday, Bishami and Bishami says Yom Tovuch. When is the slaughter day for the Korban Eila Acher Shabbos and Sunday? Well, Beis Hillel says Ein Lo Yom Tovuch. You don't need one. Why? Because you could do it on Friday. Because Beis Hillel says you could bring a Korban Eila on Friday. But made them, but both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel explain, agree. What happens is Shavuos falls out on Shabbos. So even Beis Hillel says he can't bring a korban on Shabbos. So what do you do? Sheyem tevuach acher Shabbos. Then they would both agree because he can't do it on Shabbos. He shecht it on Sunday. But the argument is if Shavuos falls out on Friday, so everybody says he could bring the korban shlamim, no problem. But the Korban Eila, Beis Hillel says you could bring it, so therefore there's no makeup day. And Beis Shammai says you can bring it on Friday, because it's Yom Tov. You can bring it on Shabbos, so Sunday is the makeup day.
But this all has to do because of Smith.
Is there a thing with
Smith? No, Beis Shammai says you can't shecht either.
Let's say you have 15 men.
Eila.
All right.
The Eila can't shecht either.
You can't shecht.
That's what Beis Shammai said at the beginning of this Mishnah. Okay. Beis Shammai says, Mevi'in Shlomim, the Shlomim could be, but you don't do Smicha.
Okay.
Unless he can't bring, because you're not eating it.
Shaman, but right. Says, yes.
Because the argument between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is, as the Gemara explains in Bay and the various different places, the Torah says, Hu levada acha sheyocha l'chol nefesh, what's eaten for food, Hu levada yosa l'chem. That could be done for you. Okay? Now, the Torah doesn't say it could be done. Stop. It says it could be done for you. So what does for you mean?
That means you have to have a part of it in order to do it.
So excluding animals, you can't cook for animals. Lochem, you can't cook for goyim and yom tif. That's why you're not allowed to invite a goy and yom tif, because you're not allowed to cook for a goy. So the question is, and this is what the argument Bisham Beisil, does lochem mean a third thing? Bisham says, lochem, for you, and not for God. For you, you could shecht. But if it's only for God, you can't. And Beis Hillel says no. Lachem means for Jews. To bring a korban is for the Jew. Beis Hillel doesn't learn lachem v'loy l'gavaya. Lachem and not for Hashem. Because Beis Hillel says lachem means for a Jew. Bringing a korban is the Jewish thing. You can't do it for dogs. You can't do it, pardon the expression, for goyim. Because that's not you. So Beis Shammai says you can't bring a korban elan yom tif. Okay? So if Shavuos falls out on Friday, Beis Shammai says, I have a problem. You can't do it Friday. You can't do it Shabbos. So you got to do it on Sunday. Beis Hillel says, what are you hacking a Chinese? You can bring it on Friday. That's it. But if it falls out on Shabbos, if Shavuos falls out on Shabbos, like the original Matan Torah fell out on Shabbos, so then Beis Hillel also says, the Shabbos for sure you can't bring a korban.
Cannot.
Because it's not the daily korbanos that David should command it to do. It's a private korban. You can't bring private korbanos in Shabbos. That's also, I remember, at a Pesach, like this year. At a Pesach, it falls out on Shabbos. Can you bring the korban Pesach or not?
Korban Ola is the personal offering.
The shlamim and Ola that you bring for Yom Tov is personal. Okay. So that's a private korban. We discussed already in the past. You know, you don't say Mizmah L'Soida on Shabbos and Yom Tov and Pesach. Why? Because a Korban Torah you couldn't bring. You can't bring a Korban Torah. Right, because I'm saying, Shabbos, you know how to shecht a Korban Torah. Yom Tov, even though Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, you could bring Shlomim, but L'Peril Torah, you can't, whatever it is, you can't bring it. So then the issue is, if you can't bring it, so you don't say it. You don't say Mizm L'Seidah. But
Shavuos cannot fall on Shabbos?
Nowadays it can't. But in the time of the Beis Hamikdash,
It could have.
That's the whole thing. Because the Mefarshim say, the original Shavuos fell out on Shabbos, right? It's interesting. The original Rosh Hashanah fell out on Friday. According to our calendar, Rosh Hashanah can never be Friday, and Shavuos can never be Shabbos. But there's a whole thing, it says, David meis batzeres, David died on Shavuos. Yeah? Another place it says David died on Shabbos. So they say if Shavuos can never fall on Shabbos, how could David? It's a contradiction.
Why?
So the Rebbe explains that it's not a contradiction. Some people want to say because of that, that David HaMelech died the second day Shavuos, which in his time wasn't Shavuos. But the Rebbe explains what's a contradiction. David HaMelech lived before the calendar. So before the calendar, everything could fall at any time.
Nibs and Israel didn't have second day either, Shavuos.
That's what I'm saying. It's what we call the second day Shavuos.
The day after Shavuos.
But it was replicable.
Yom Tavuach. The Yom Tavuach.
Easter Chag.
Rabbi, the question is, so if all the men are supposed to appear on these holidays with Corbin, that means there must have been like 500,000 million men.
No.
How can I go fit them in there one day in Jerusalem? That's a lot of people.
That was a miracle that Yerushalayim held all those people.
What's the answer with the David HaMelech, with the Shavuos?
No, the Rebbe explains. It was before the calendar. Before the calendar, Shavuos was able to be Shabbos. He died in Shavuos. He died in Shabbos. Well, it's not a problem.
How do they know that?
The what?
David died in Shabbos.
The Yerushalmi says, David Meisbet says, we say Tzidkoscha because three tzaddikim died on Shabbos afternoon.
David Yosef and
Meisha.
When was the calendar established?
The calendar was made by the grandson of Hillel. The famous Hillel had a grandson by the name of he made a calendar then. But they were still doing Kiddush HaPiari even in the time of the Gemara. In Bavel, there certain times they did HaPiari.
In Bavel?
Based on the Chacham in Eretz Yisrael.
So then how did they... Was
the calendar or was it Biyah?
They didn't. If they did the Edim, when Mashiach comes, the Rambam says we're going back to the old style. We're not using calendars anymore.
What are you using?
Huh?
What are you using?
Internet.
The old fashioned
internet.
No more calendars. Huh?
Fires.
Huh?
So in other words, you're saying that at that time in Babel, some people did it by witnesses, some people did it by calendar.
No, but it worked out the same way, basically. I mean, not all. If the witnesses were different than the calendar, they did according to the witnesses. That's why when Mashiach comes, they're going back to the witnesses. Okay.
Why people not gonna be happy about that one?
Who?
People not gonna be happy about that.
People are not gonna be happy about Korbanos either. The animal rights are already having meetings about it. What's gonna be when Mashiach comes? They're having meetings how to protest in front of the Beis Hamikdash.
Yeah, but they won't have to protest because they'll know it's true, right?
That's it.
There won't be no animal rights.
Everybody will know the true religion.
That's right.
You know what that is.
Okay.
Let's finish the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah says, "And Kohen Gadol mislabish bekelov to Kohen Gadol, and the Siyam Tavuach, which was Sunday, he didn't wear his regular fine clothing." Which according to Rashi, it doesn't refer to the garments that he wore b'shas aveda. Because that he always had to wear. Rashi learns the Kohen Gadol didn't wear his fine clothing that he wore normally outside the Beis Hamikdash. Because people wanted to show it wasn't really Yom Tif. It was a shechting day, but it wasn't really Yom Tif. Taisus learns it has to refer to the garments of the Kohen Gadol. We'll see that in a second. So it says, in this day of Yom Tverch that came out on Sunday, and Kohen Gadol mislabish bekelev, a Kohen Gadol did not dress in his fine clothing. Umetardim behesped or tainus. People are allowed to fast. They're allowed to do eulogies. Shalei lekayim divrei ha'eminim, not to give validity to the words of the tzedukim that says Shavuos was always on Sunday. What does this mean? It says in the Chumash, "Shesvaitam lacham imacharas haShabbos," like we know, and they defined the word Shabbos literally on Sunday. So, according to the Tzedukim, Shavuos would always fall out on Sunday. So therefore, the Torah wanted to exclude their opinion, not to give any validity to their opinion. So the Chachamim said that on that day, Sunday, which happened to be Shavuos, but not the real Yom Tov Shavuos, but the Pearl, they all shechted the Karbanis for Shavuos because they weren't allowed to do it on Shabbos. Because Shabbos, you can't shech the Karbanis. So they would do extra special things to show that this day wasn't holy. Mm-hmm. So the Kohen Gadol didn't wear his exquisite garments. People made eulogies, you're allowed to fast. Just to show the Tzedukim that it's It's not in any way a holiday at all.
Wasn't there a thing to say about Pesach and Machos HaShavos?
So that Shavuos is 50 days after Pesach.
Yeah.
It would come out that Shavuos would always be Sunday.
Mm-hmm. According to them.
Right.
The way it is now, I mean, Pesach, Shavuos is always one day after Pesach. Pesach is Sunday. Like this year, so
now let's explain this thing with the.
Know, 50 days later.
They bring down. Look in the Gemara Menachos over there, and Samachay it says, over there the Gemara discusses the whole thing with Shavuos how it comes out. But Tosis learns that the Kohen Gadol didn't even wear the 8 priestly garments that the Kohen Gadol normally wore. Why? Because technically, like this, they gave out each day. They had cast lotteries, which Kohenim worked. You know, in the Aveda, they had the shifts and the mishmeres and the families, and they had a whole process. The Kohen Gadol, whenever he wanted to work, he worked. That was it. The Kohen Gadol says, "Today I want to work." That's it. He works. So they didn't want, they wanted to make this Sunday so not a regular Yom Tif that they even didn't allow the Kohen Gadol to work. Because if he's not wearing his 8 priestly garments, he's not allowed to work. So Tosfos learned they didn't even let him wear the priestly garments to show. No, they told him no, he didn't wear it. I mean, the Kohen Gadol was a firm Jew. He didn't wear it because he didn't want to give any credence whatsoever to think that this day should be any type of a Yom Tov whatsoever. In fact, they did the same thing by Par Aduma. They would dafka make a Kohen impure and have him go to the mikveh, and but before the day was up, that he should do process one of the processes of the Par Aduma, just to exclude the opinion of the Tzedukim. Because in the time of the Gemara, they were very powerful, the Tzedukim. The Chachamim would have to be extremely today, they're not that popular and that powerful. So they're ignored. But in the time of the Gemara, they were extremely powerful and extremely strong, and the Chachamim did things to prove a point that these guys are wrong and the Chachamim were right, and they went out of their way to do things, Lehetim Miliben Shel Tzedukim. To exclude the Tzedukim.
Now they say they're not even Jewish, right?
By now they for sure intermarried because they don't believe in the oral tradition. Mm-hmm. That means all the laws of get they don't keep, all the laws of weddings they don't keep, they don't keep any of those.
The Tzedukim.
The Tzedukim.
They have a little enclave in Shechem.
Yeah, there's a few here and there. The Karaites, but they're not strong. Mm-hmm. In the time of the Rambam, they were very strong. The Rambam wrote letters against them. But now it's now we got to have other problems. Okay, now we're going to stop it. But just to give an introduction to the Gemara, the Gemara is going to discuss from where do we learn that Shavuos you can taka bring a carbon for 7 days. The question goes even more over here. The Mishnah is saying, if it's Friday, you do it Sunday. If it's Shabbos, you do it Sunday. But it's not Shavuos. How could you bring a korban on Sunday, which is a day or two after Shavuos, if the Torah says you have to bring it on Shavuos? So the Gemara is going to learn out a hekish. We liken Pesach to Shavuos and Sukkot to Shavuos. We liken the three Yom Tovim together. They'll just say Pesach has 7 days and Sukkot has 8 days. Shavuos has 7 days.
Shavuos has
7 days to bring a carbon. No, Shavuos is only 1 day. But you have 7 days to bring a carbon. But it's partially impossible for everybody to bring a carbon in 1 day.